Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Keltner scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Gordon moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Parnell, and towards Stevens, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Williams reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Parnell. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Garcia moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zorrilla strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Williams reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Pesky moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbutt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbutt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tebbutt hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.